Eternal will, you desire something which is pleasant. As I tell people, overcome pleasure with pleasure. Am I clear? That's worth $1 million, sisters. In fact, $10 million. Now, once we have these desires, and notice where the desire is deliberate, willful, voluntary. Then, of course, we are responsible for the desires we've got. But there is another step, in other words, the lowest step is to desire. The next step is to choose. And the highest level of using willpower is to love. So, the second part of the wheel, when we have the desire, then we can either choose what we desire or not choose it. However, we can choose something and not continue, remember we said, not continue choosing. If we continue choosing with the wheel, that's my favorite definition of love. Continue, sustain choice. So the question, what do we mean when we speak of willpower? Is it a sense of determination or is it a grace? Well, now we turn the page or next chapter. What I said is true of the will, everybody's will. However, God gives grace to the will. And He gives grace to the will when we are baptized. God gives two kinds of supernatural power to the will in baptism. The one supernatural power we call hope. And the other supernatural power we call charity. What's the difference between the will acting naturally and the will here acting supernaturally? Hope in general, any kind of hope, is always the confident expectation of something good. And sisters, I did not come up with these definitions. Well, between our last class and this one, the confident expectation of something good, that's hope. We do not have confident expectation, for example, of getting an evening meal. We'd be somewhat disturbed. However, there is natural hope. But then when we are baptized, we receive the virtual hope. And now, I'm asking the question, or is it a grace? Well, for a person who is in the state of grace, every person in the state of grace always has three powers. always has a power to believe, called faith, has a power to trust, called hope, and is a power to love, called charity. However, when we receive the virtue of hope, faith belongs not to the will, but to the intellect. The two virtues of the will are hope and charity. What is the supernatural virtue of hope? It is not just the confident expectation of something good. Oh no. It is the confident expectation of heaven. And the confident expectation of the means we need to reach heaven. It is why, sisters, hear it. It is a sin, not to be confident that we will reach heaven. Do you hear me? Hope is the confident expectation of obtaining not just a good, but the greatest good for which we were made, and the means of attaining the heaven for which we are hoping. And of course, then, the supernatural virtue of hope is no longer natural. We call it supernatural. And why is it supernatural? Because what we confidently expect to obtain is not natural, is not food or drink or rest or money or whatever. It is heaven. And then the highest power of the will, supernatural power. And sisters, please don't forget the word virtue means power. There are various words in Latin for power, but the two main words for power in Latin are potestas and virtus. Potestas means the power in the world. The power, for example, of a strong wind. So strong it can be a hurricane. The power, for example, the power of an animal. Well, to move fast through space. The power of an automobile. Now, you can't drive too fast in Calcutta. But I just marvel how people can drive 1 mile in Calcutta and stay alive. Now that is potestas. Power of something on the natural aspect, the material level.